This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a four-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport last morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Jamaican counterpart will hold delegation-level talks in the national capital today. To bolster bilateral ties, a number of MOUs and agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, he will also call on the President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet with other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders during his four-day visit. He will also visit Varanasi on 2nd of October. President Draupadi Murmu highlighted the central government's efforts to enhance healthcare access in the country. The President was addressing the 10th convocation ceremony of the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Institute of Medical Sciences and Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital in New Delhi yesterday. Pointing towards the unfortunate incident of misbehavior with doctors, the President said, "Everyone should understand that doctors make all efforts to save the life of patients and such incidents are condemnable." Speaking on the occasion, Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda emphasized that ensuring the highest standards of medical education is a top priority for the government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday spoke to the Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu about recent developments in West Asia. In a tweet, the Prime Minister said, "Terrorism has no place in the world." He said it is crucial to prevent a regional escalation and ensure the safe release of all hostages, and India is committed to supporting efforts for an early restoration of peace and stability. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has said that it carried out airstrikes in Lebanon, targeting buildings used by armed group Hezbollah to store weapons. According to Lebanese health officials, over 100 people have been killed over a 24-hour period. The Health Ministry has issued draft guidelines outlining conditions for the withdrawal of life support in terminally ill patients. Terminal illness has been defined as an irreversible or incurable condition from which death is inevitable in the foreseeable future. Severe brain injuries with no recovery after 72 hours are included in this category. Doctors are advised to make a considered decision about it based on several factors, including the patient being declared brainstem dead, a poor prognosis with no likely benefit from treatment, or a documented informed refusal from the patient or their family. In draft guidelines, which has been released for public comments, the ministry emphasized that many patients in ICUs are terminally ill and are not expected to gain from life-sustaining treatments, LST. The ministry added that in such circumstances, LST are non-beneficial and increase avoidable burdens and suffering to patients and therefore are considered excessive and inappropriate. It added that this approach is considered standard ICU care worldwide and is upheld by several jurisdictions. The ministry added that such decisions have medical, ethical and legal considerations. The Department of Social Justice and Empowerment yesterday signed an agreement with National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, to extend support and provide legal aid services to marginalized people across the country. Addressing the event in New Delhi, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar said that this initiative will empower poor and weaker sections of the society with free legal services. He highlighted that NALSA with this MOU will also disseminate information about the new criminal laws among marginalized communities. He added that this agreement will ensure justice for all. During the event, the minister also launched Sarthi 1.0, a digital portal. The centre has approved the release of 675 crore rupees to flood-affected states of Gujarat, Manipur and Tripura as an advance from National Disaster Response Fund. Of the total amount, 600 crore rupees has been approved for Gujarat, 50 crore rupees to Manipur and 25 crore rupees to Tripura. In cricket, Bangladesh were 26 for 2 at draw of stumps in their second innings against India on the fourth day of the Kanpur Test. Earlier, the host declared their first innings at 285 for 9, taking a lead of 52 runs. After resuming their first innings at 107 for 3, the visitors were all out for 233. And with that, we end this news bulletin.